If you call a woman African woman, don't go green. She gon' say, she gon' say, I'll be ready, yo.
Well, Australia's African community can rightly boast of a few social events in, I believe, every state and territory. But there's one such event that has almost gone unnoticed, at least on this program, even though it's been around for about 5 years. I'm speaking here of Sounds of Afrobeat Festival. Yes, Afrobeat, the genre of African music that had the late Nigerian star Fela as its high priest. If you have no idea what Afrobeat music sounds like, have a good listen to what is in the background, the music in the background right now. The track is Lady by Fela, but this one I'm playing right now is by South Africa's He Masekela. Well, joining me in the studio to tell me more about Sounds of Afrobeat is event organizer and promoter Yao Jinia. So, Sounds of Afrobeat, Yao, tell me, what is it?
Sounds of Afrobeat is basically a festival in Sydney celebrating the Afrobeat music and the culture. So we're basically introducing our music, our culture, our food into the Sydney scene, and we hope to take it to different states.
When you mention Afrobeat, everyone who knows a bit of African music, a bit about African music will readily bring Fela to mind. Is it Fela music?
This is like an expansion. So this is all the genres, all the music, all the sounds of Afrobeat fusion together. But yes, we do get a lot of influence from Fela, but we actually do more of the commercial stuff as well, like the new WizKids, the new top of the new records that have been playing in the clubs as well. So it's a fusion of everything DJ sonically and also live instrument sonically.
So why do we need this event? Have you been celebrating it for some time now? Is it every year, every month, or when?
Yeah, we do it twice a year. This is our fourth one. Last time we did it, we had about 1,800 people there. So it's definitely growing. And I feel like we need something positive for our culture to actually show people and showcase our culture, our people, in actually the mainstream media. And also the mainstream events, promoters, and also the people that we do know socially to actually come and understand what or how we actually celebrate our culture and our music.
Do you think the community really needs this type of festival?
I think so. I think we need a place. We need a place where we can feel at home, right? A lot of other nationalities do have their own festivals. I mean, this is more of a festival the way we celebrate things back at home. So I think a lot of people do need this, and we have. You can tell about the growing demand that we've had. We first started with 500 people, and we're now almost at 2,000 people. And that's just not African descent or Afro culture. This is a multicultural thing that other nationalities are also getting involved.
You mentioned the fact that this is not specifically, restricted to, say, Africans.
That's correct.
Basically,
yeah.
It's about Australians. Everyone is welcome to come in. But not all parts of Africa are into this type of Afrobeats. So do you cater for other parts of African music, like South African music?
Yes, we do everything. So we have, let's say, from the events from 3 to 11. So from 3 to 11, every DJ that comes on every hour plays a different music catered towards a different sector. So we have East African, West African, we have North, and we also have South as well. And then we also have Latin fusion. And then we've got then we go back to the classic roots of the house type of African records as well.
How is it different, this festival, I would say, or this event?
Yeah.
How is it different from all the African music festivals we've been having over the years. Is it any different?
Yeah, the main difference is this is like most of the African cultured events that's hosted is mostly done with the partnership of the council. So it's more family, come and just celebrate and just relax, more atmosphere. So there's no dancing, there's no real, like, the way Africans celebrate and have fun, you find it there, but it's more timid. So this is more like how we celebrate, how we dance, and we're now introducing food as well. So now we're actually serving our African food, African dishes all around the world. So the difference is commercially, this is the first commercial African festival, I would say, that's being established in our culture, because there's none like this that I can recollect on my own.
So why do you say commercial?
Because a lot of the festivals that are done are not for profit, right? That's the difference. So this is actually something that we do generate income for our culture, and we do put it back in our community.
You say this is coming on shortly. When?
It's October 28th this year, so from 3 to 11 p.m., and we are hosted at the Greenwood Hotel, North Sydney. You'll experience electricity, like the vibe. First of all, we start during the day, and it's an outdoor venue. So you already can kind of picture in your mind, you come in, there's music playing, there's food, there's DJs, and the atmosphere, it's just an outdoor theme event. So you actually experience like the electricity of our culture when you first get in. Like a lot of people that rate our events always tell us about the positivity that they feel once you're in there. So you kind of get in there, you check yourself in, we reintroduce you, you come down, you go to the dance floor, you can grab something to eat, you can bring your friends, your family. I mean, our age demographic actually does not limit to teenagers or young adults. We've had a lot of cultural significant people come from maybe 60 years old. We had a partner that was 60-year-old from North Sydney that actually came to actually celebrate to see what this is about. So this is no way limits anyone from coming. Anyone can come to this and enjoy themselves.